Deputy Secretary of State Robert Zoellick was in Iraq last week. He's back at the State Department now, and I spoke with him earlier today. Here's his assessment of the situation in Iraq.
Well, I think there's three things going on in Iraq as part of the policy. One is the security side. The other is the building of a new democratic government after the elections. And the third is the reconstruction. And all three have to fit together because, you know, the history of defeating insurgencies is you need military support, but also the political and economic side. And so on my trip, you know, I focused on meeting the incoming members of the newly elected government. And that they have a new president, they have a prime minister designate, and he's trying to form a cabinet. But I also went to see Fallujah, which is very interesting because I saw the new city council that had just been stood up a couple weeks ago. And on the economic side, we've had very good success in discussions with our European colleagues in particular, but also Japan, about focusing on the reconstruction effort. So part of my purpose was to also start to talk to the new government about some of the challenges on the electricity side, decentralization of authority, building the legal system. So all the pieces have to fit together.
Yeah, there was a description in the Washington Post of you in Fallujah getting an earful from Iraqis about what they say they need, and the picture, the reporter said, was a lot less rosy than what state has been saying.
Well, and that was because I was asking tough questions. The reason I went there was to see the Iraqis on the ground and sort of test some of the information you have in the briefing papers. But look, that was democracy at work. That wouldn't have happened under Saddam Hussein. You had a new city council. You had some tribal sheiks. You had a former general from the old regime. You had some engineers and others. And I wanted to try to get a sense of how they saw the situation. Now, what also happened that day was a lot of strong statements of appreciation for the security that had been provided in the city and the chance to rebuild. But I used to do affordable housing before I came back to the government, and I've been in cities all across America, and city councils seem to have similar things most everywhere, which is, you know, they want to make life better for their people, and they don't have enough resources to do it.
But for democracy to work, it would help to be able to get from the airport to the capital, for example, with confidence and safety. When do you think they'll enjoy that kind of security in Iraq?
There's no doubt that, you know, the risk of the insurgency is a heavy weight on the reconstruction and development process. But here again, you know, in the conversations I had with Iraqis, I think it makes a big difference that now they're going to have their government returning to their sovereignty, making their decisions. And again, maybe one other way of expressing what the people felt is when I took a helicopter to Fallujah, all along the way, kids were waving at the helicopter. And similarly, when I drove in Fallujah, there were kids waving. And frankly, I didn't expect that. You know, I thought they might have gotten a little cold and cynical at this point. So look, this is going to be a long, hard, tough effort. There's no doubt about it. But I think we're much better doing it with a democratic partner. I'm trying to focus on some of the reconstruction side because that's going to be key to building people's sense of progress. And that's going to help on the security side where, frankly, you know, I was with the Marines in Fallujah and, you know, Americans couldn't be prouder of the young men and women there.
I want to ask you about something else. Have you worked with John Bolton?
Yes, I actually worked with John Bolton back from 1989 to 92 when I worked for Secretary Baker, and he was a good colleague.
Do you recognize the character who's been described at one point as a kiss-up, kick-down boss, a serial abuser? Can you see what in Mr. Bolton's personality might lead one to say that?
No, I actually can't. And again, you know, I worked with John. I mean, he was an assistant secretary when I was an undersecretary, but he didn't report to me. Look, John is a tough guy, and he pursues his views very strongly. That's one reason I think he'll be good at the UN, because I think the UN can benefit from that. But I've also found that after he makes his point at the table and someone makes a decision, you know, he will follow through. And I've had that experience here, and I certainly had it working with Secretary Baker. So, you know, I've been in government for, I don't know, 20 years in various jobs, Treasury, White House, State Department, being the U.S. Trade Representative. There's strong-willed people help make it go, but it is important that they also know how to follow directions from on top, and John does.
Today's Washington Post quotes officials speaking on condition of anonymity as saying that Secretary of State Rice told senior staff that she's disappointed about the stream of allegations against John Bolton.
Now, look, would you expect me to talk about what happens in our senior staff meetings?
Well, I want to know, is it, if anybody at State, she says she doesn't want to hear any more negative information coming out of the department. Does that mean that if somebody worked with John Bolton and has something that's germane to his confirmation, if it's negative, they shouldn't step forward, or is that fair game to be a whistleblower?
No, what it means is probably the same as in your staff meetings, is that you sort of encourage people to state their views openly, but you got to try to keep your internal staff discussions to the group that you have. I mean, I don't know if you want to bring an intercom into yours and we could pipe it over to NBC or CBS or others. But look, we're running a government here. And part of the nature of running a government is to have open discussion among the 35 people at the table. And that's what we should be doing. But look, to be honest, that's a red herring. I mean, John Bolton, you know, should be selected on the basis of his record. He's been a strong official for the United States. People have seen that in action. You know, he's a tough guy, but the UN needs a tough guy. I mean, look at the problems we've had with the oil for food scandals and some of the other issues. But I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that John will follow the Secretary's direction and mine and others along the way, if that's the question. And he'll be tough, but sometimes you have to be tough. But he also knows how to be effective.
Well, Secretary, Deputy Secretary Zelig, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You bet.
Robert Zelig is Deputy Secretary of State. He spoke to us from the State Department in Washington.